There's a lot of evidence about decision support, and it's well recognised now that it can improve knowledge, understanding of risks and participation in the process of informed consent, and it can improve patient satisfaction with the process. We need more evidence on cost effectiveness and actual health outcomes rather than perceptions of the process, and whether it will have an effect on reducing adverse events such as complaints.